Clark Kelso is federal receiver for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, or CDCR. He oversees medical care for the state's prison population. He says the CDCR plans to prevent community spread of COVID-19 while it transfers inmates.
Faced with COVID-19, prisons all around the country have struggled to protect their patients. And we have experienced the same struggles as other congregate living environments, such as skilled nursing facilities, shelters, and cruise ships. In general, these are not safe environments in which to be housed during a pandemic. Now that intake is slowly reopening, we are working closely with jails to establish protocols for the safe transfer of inmates and turning back buses from jails that did not comply with those protocols.
The scenario Kelso lays out, where a bus is turned back because its passengers were not screened properly for coronavirus before arrival, is exactly what did not happen in late May, when a bus full of prisoners arrived from the California Institution for Men in Chico to San Quentin. San Quentin had previously been COVID-free, but what should have been a routine transfer resulted in a lethal outbreak of coronavirus that killed 28 people, including a prison guard, in August. While CDCR's total prison population has slowly declined over the last 7 months, most of its prisons are still well over 100% capacity, according to its latest population report. Democratic Assemblymember Mark Levine, who represents Marin County, says it was the state's failure to plan ahead that has led to the deaths of 82 prisoners so far.
And it was a failure to plan that has resulted in the tragedy that thousands of prisoners have suffered and many have died, including staff. But that the great risk was not just contained within the walls of prisons. The risk was to communities that the prisons are located in, and the high rates of hospitalization for the medically vulnerable incarcerated people, which were far too many for any one prison's community to handle, and as Mr. Chair had noted, spilled over into neighboring communities.
Over 16,000 inmates have tested positive for coronavirus in California prisons, and advocates have warned all year that outbreaks in prisons would impact the communities surrounding them. Again, Assemblymember Levine.
San Quentin State Prison is serviced by the nearest hospital, Marin Health Medical Center, which was greatly overburdened with very few beds available to the community, let alone a community spread event and a prison spread event, but that they then needed to coordinate with the other community hospitals around Marin County and then, of course, into San Francisco County and other neighboring counties, Sonoma as well. And we have a medically vulnerable community in both in the county, but also because of age, also in the state prison.
A few weeks ago, the State Office of the Inspector General admonished state prison officials for failing to enforce mask wearing and social distancing. The report said that some staff had, quote, perplexingly loosened, unquote, the protocol. The report said this took place despite coronavirus cases rising during the same time period. The OIG report led to 7 CDCR staff being disciplined. Kathleen Allison, secretary of the CDCR, says prison managers and supervisors are now required to conduct on-site, unannounced inspections to enforce the mask-wearing and social distancing mandates. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.